Most of us recognize that inflation rocketed as the world attempted to return to normal, unnecessarily high. Way too many decisions were made by the Biden administration that amplified the already heavy stimulus checks and spending, and particularly by their attacking the American energy industry. Higher energy costs inflate everything. Bureaucrats extended the free money, loan payment forgiveness, lockdowns, and encouraged the stay-home lifestyle. Russia invading Ukraine and continued global supply chain issues pinched our economy even more, while mostly Democrat leaders, knowing the pandemic was waning, continued to shut down their cities, states, and schools. Okay, that's enough blood pressure elevating political ranting. The takeaway is in looking to history for similarities to how our country shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic was to the injecting of dollars into the economy by government and the spending for World War II. It might be helpful in now studying how we returned to normal after the war, or failed to. Looking at 1945 as World War II ended, and then 1946 as the U.S. and Europe, and the world, attempted to rebuild and recover could offer clues. Historians now studying how we returned to normal after the war, or failed to. Looking at 1945 as world will generally describe the 1945 recession as a technical recession driven by a transition from a wartime economy to a peacetime economy. You saw a massive drawdown in government spending. That's analogous to today. The COVID economy really was like a wartime economy, and now you have the withdrawal of a lot of the fiscal and monetary support. There are other parallels. Both consumption and private investment remained really strong. It was an intense inflationary backdrop, with a big ramp up in 1944, and a slight cooling off in 1945 before inflation accelerated again in 1946. The unemployment rate went up, but topped out around 4%. The increase was also driven by soldiers coming back home, dislocating some of the civilian workers. The interest rate environment was different. Rates were relatively low and flat. It feels to me like the market was just looking through the recession, which occurred from February 1945 to October 1945. Yes, we have this kind of technical recession happening, but it is because of the withdrawal of the support. The underlying economy is still pretty healthy, so the market essentially ignored it. What happened in 1946? You will need to read the rest below,